6,850 Wisconsinites have died in the last year and a half because of COVID-19. 248 of those deaths are people from the Northwoods.
For the nurses who knew their faces were the last their patients would see, their hands the last they would hold. For our healthcare professionals on the front lines of this pandemic, the numbers are all too real. This past year, over a year, has been a year of loss.
Julie Willems-Van Dyke is the Department of Health Services Deputy Director. For most of March and the beginning of April, Wisconsin was averaging 4 to 6 deaths a day, the lowest since last July. But lately, deaths and cases have been increasing again. The state is now averaging 11 deaths a day. COVID-19 case activity remains high across the Northwoods.
And after this long, I know it can feel overwhelming to hear that cases are still increasing and that we're still losing friends and neighbors to this virus. And that is why it is so important to get vaccinated.
All the vaccines approved for use have shown to be extremely effective in preventing death and severe cases of COVID. Vaccination rates have slowed in the last couple of weeks. Right now, the state is averaging 30,000 vaccinations a day. At its peak nearly a month ago, the state was averaging more than double that at 64,000 doses a day. About 43% of the state's population has gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Vilas, Iron, and Oneida counties are close to getting half their residents with at least one dose. Willems-Van Dyke encourages everyone who is eligible to get vaccinated.
It is our most effective tool to get through this pandemic. And the more of us who get vaccinated, the faster we can get there.
We have resources on where to get vaccinated on our website, WXPR.org. Nearly 4.5 million doses have been administered in Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.